This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Hank Weisbecker. President Barack Obama has proposed a new $1 billion fund to bolster European security, part of his latest attempt to reassure nervous allies that the U.S. would act if what it calls Russia's aggression in Ukraine spreads to other parts of the region. The fund would require approval from Congress. It is intended to increase the U.S. presence in Eastern Europe, including a stepped-up rotation of troops, according to the White House. More of today's top stories as we continue.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
China's central bank and its banking regulator have vowed to adopt more targeted loosening measures to support the economy and reduce funding costs for the nation's companies. That's according to the state-run China Securities Journal, which cited government officials. Futures are down before the opening bell. Joe Saluzzi of Themis Trading says investors' reaction Monday to the ISM report pre- and post-revision shows investors want to see numbers that are better than expected.
People want to start seeing positive signs of economic growth. So when it did come out a little bit worse than expected, the market did take a little bit of a dip. And then, of course, an hour or so later, they said, oh, by the way, we made a mistake.
Today, investors will be watching to see how factory orders and auto sales have fared. The annual rate of inflation in the 18 countries that share the euro fell back to its lowest level in more than 4 years during May. The development could derail the currency area's weak economic recovery. As we continue, aviation safety experts consider options to better track planes.
America was built by innovators and dreamers like you. To celebrate, LegalZoom dedicated this month to innovation by making it easy for you to file trademark or copyright applications, incorporate your business, or form an LLC. Call or visit LegalZoom.com. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take care of all the details. For a limited time, get a special price on trademark and copyright applications by using the referral code WSJ at checkout. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm.
Across the country, the government is increasingly seeking orders for electronic surveillance.
Things like tracking cell phones and looking at other types of electronic communications. And the vast majority of the time, these applications and orders remain sealed away from public view.
The Journal's Jennifer Valentino DeVries says a few judges are pushing back against the widespread sealing of electronic surveillance orders because they feel the technology is advancing more rapidly than the laws that regulate it. Aviation safety experts will consider more than 30 technology options to track all airliners in flight after a groundswell of public concern over the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. The International Air Transport Association, which represents more than 200 carriers, has set up a task force to propose flight tracking options. New federal limits on greenhouse gas emissions would force sweeping changes in the U.S. electric system, but would not deliver the knockout blow to coal that mining companies and some power producers had feared. The proposed caps on carbon emissions give both states and utilities credit for reductions they already have made, including moving from coal to more natural gas and deploying renewable energy. You can get details on these stories and more at WSJ.com. I'm Hank Weisbecker for The Wall Street Journal.